Are you spending a little too much time on the screens? You know what I mean, sister, like on your phone especially. Of course, it also includes TV, computer, etc., but mainly I'm talking about your phone. Yeah, sister, you know what? I'm guilty too. And I've had to learn a lot of things along the way, and I'm still working on it. But there's something I've been doing lately that has really been helping me keep track of my phone use. Let's face it, it's the phone that's the biggest issue. And this actually has encouraged me to decrease my phone use. Doing this has encouraged me to decrease it, and really just it has allowed my creativity juices to flow. It has allowed even just space in my mind to be more quiet, to think about God more, to pray more, just silently, or just talk to God, because I don't have all the noise all the time in my head. Now, don't get me wrong, I love podcasts. There's other things that I listen to, and even I love those YouTube movies, you know, those free ones, like they're actually pretty cool. And sometimes I'll put them on my phone, but when I really dedicate the week to say, I'm not doing that, I'm gonna save that for another time, that has really made a big, big difference. Okay, my sister. All right, so we're gonna talk about it today. Let's do it.
Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
Okay, so basically, you know how Apple iPhones have those trackers? I mean, if you're an iPhone user, it has like, it automatically kind of sends it to you if you have that in your setting. That's how I've been tracking my phone use. And last week, it told me that I had 37% less use than the weeks prior. And I was like, yes! I'm so happy, because I'm like, I mean, I was like subconsciously making the decision. It's not like I said I'm going to have a social media fast or anything like that. Although that is something that is in the works and it's coming, because sister, I'm telling you, like, I have been thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, I think it's time for a little social media fast, and I've done it before, but I'm not talking exactly about that. I'm talking about being just aware of your phone use, keeping track that way. And so, if you have an iPhone, it's easy. Now, for everyone else who does not have an iPhone, you can get an app. Some of your phones, depending on what you have, can track your time use, your screen time. You know, nowadays a lot of the smartphones have those features. So I'm not a phone user of anything else but iPhone, and have been for a long time. So I'm talking to my iPhone user. But if you are not an iPhone user, this will also apply to you, because when your phone, I bet you're gonna have something in there that can track your screen time. And if you don't have one, you can totally find a free app for doing that. That is one way I think that can really encourage you to decrease your phone use. Okay, now, of course, we have to text, we have to call, get into our WhatsApp groups and encourage one another. Hopefully, like, there's a ton of ways that our phone is really helpful to us, but it can also be such a deterrent, and you know that. And it's not just for our kids or our teenagers. If you have a teenager, like, yes, they have more of a issue with it, because the younger generation, that's what they grow up with. But if you're like in your 30s or 40s, I'm in my 40s, like, you understand that this is, and even in your late 20s, you understand that maybe like this is not something that you grew up as much. And I would probably have ventured to say probably the mid 30s to later 40s, 50s, and beyond, because we were not, as growing up, the phones became, they weren't really like as advanced that as they are now. And so now they're super advanced and they're just getting smarter and smarter. I mean, with AI and everything, like, my goodness, like, we just don't know. So something that I've been really focusing on this year, if you heard my first episode, or one of my first episodes of the year, actually, I take that back. It was one of the last episodes of the year where I actually spoke about my word of the year. And my word of the year is peace. Peace. That's right. My word for 2024. So I don't want anything that will take away peace. You know, I understand, like, my life is very busy and I got a lot going on, and all for good things, right? Like good things, but it's very busy. And so I can easily get, like, super crazy busy if I really let myself, and then my peace can be disturbed. But what's worse is that when I look at my phone too much, and or I'm just constantly keeping, like, okay, what's next? Or even in my Facebook group, I love going in my community, by the way. I go in there every day and it's on purpose. And that's really why I go on Facebook, I'll be honest, because I don't really scroll. Every now and again, I do kind of scroll a little bit, and I stop myself pretty quickly because I'm not really there to scroll. I'm there to be in my community. And if you're part of my community, you've seen me pretty much every day in there. You know, I'm in there, like, looking out for you and trying to encourage you and respond to you. So that's one thing, right? And it's okay. Like, if you're doing something purposeful, you're using your phone for that, you know, for social media, things like that, that's fine. Not a problem, right? Because you're glorifying God in doing that. And I'm talking about when it becomes so much more like an addiction where you're, like, on your phone constantly. Something that has helped me also is that I've put down my phone. I would, like, go home, put it to charge, and it's like so out of sight and out of mind that sometimes I forget where it is. It's just like, that's what I do for periods of time when I'm home. And I'm actually, you know, going to be improving that as well, and just being for longer periods of time, because I see the benefits of being for at least those increments of times without my phone on me. And if I know that, let's say, my teenage son is out and he's out, let's say, hanging out with his friends or whatever, I will turn on the little noise. I'll turn it on. I'll take it off silent so that I can hear him. And so that's the only time. But other than that, if I know that I don't have anything like that, like, I'll keep it on silent and I will put it away. And so, you know, keeping track that way, and also putting it away really experiencing the peace that gives me, and the focus and concentration that has allowed me to have when I'm with my family, it has helped me tremendously. Now, I am nowhere near my goal of really being super intentional with my time with them, with my children. It is a work in progress that has been progressing, but I'm still a far way. I'm just sharing with you my progress and the things that have helped me, because it distracts, you know, when you overdo it with your phones. It is such a big distraction in your relationship with God. Number one, it's a distraction in your relationship with people you love. And so you don't want that to be something that is a problem. You know what I mean? And if it is, you can totally stop it and resolve it. And there's ways you can do it. You don't have to go cold turkey and get rid of everything. I remember, like, a few weeks ago, I was telling my husband, my iPhone is due for an upgrade. You know, honestly, like, it's just, it fell a few times and the screen is green and it's weird. Anyway, I have to change it soon. But I was like, man, you know what? Forget smartphones. I'm getting a prepaid phone. I'm just not dealing with this. Like, I seriously was considering, you can ask my husband, I seriously was considering a like non-smartphone or a dumb phone. Like I was like, I'm going to pray about this. And the only reason I'm not doing it is because of the podcast, because I am an Apple podcast user. I depend on my phone a lot for communication for you guys. And there's just a lot of easier ways to communicate with my church community and my current group coach. I'm coaching a group of sisters in my church for Bible study. And so that is a great way of communicating and encouraging each other. So that's the only reason I don't, I'll be honest. The pictures are great and everything, yes, but I mean, I have a camera. I can take pictures with a camera. Like, I really don't need the phone other than that. And sometimes I just feel like just throwing it away. You ever feel like that? Just throw it away. But of course, we're not going to do that. So you don't have to go crazy like that. You can just make those slight modifications, you know? So those two things I want to share with you. You know, number one, track your, you know, or allow your, or download, if you don't have one, a way to track your time use so that when you see it decreasing each week, it'll be such an encouragement to help you decrease it even more, right? Because that, think of it this way, you're glorifying God that way. You really are. God is smiling down on you. When you combine those two, you're like, oh my gosh, God is happy. I'm happy. I'm more peaceful. I can concentrate better. I can be more productive, etc. And then the second thing you can do is immediately just put it somewhere else for periods of time when you come home from work, in increments of the day, however you decide to do that, two or three times a day or whatever. You keep it away for 2 hours, whatever it be. You decide that. It's going to work for you differently than it works for me. I'm not here to tell you exactly how to do it because it's going to work for you differently than it is for me. But those two things have really been helping me to really stay from the away from the distractions from my phone. And it has helped me to focus more, to get more ideas, to listen to God, to hear God's voice more. Because in all the noise, sister, it's hard to hear from God. In the last episode, if you heard the last episode I put out last week, that's what I was talking about, like being in silence. That is the way you hear from God, like the number one way you hear from Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit's always talking, and sometimes the noise is just in the way, you know? And sometimes the noise is, you know, our worries and all that stuff as well. It's not just literal noise, right? It's other things too. But, you know, anxiety is often produced by, you know, too much media. And I'm telling you, it can be harmful. So you have to just really be wise and discerning. And those are the two tips I have for you today, my sister. I hope that, you know, this was helpful to you. And if you want a little more help with that, you can always reach out to me. You can reach out to me. I can help you sit down with you. Let's have a free 30-minute call. Now they're free. This is something new on my brand new website. Go ahead and check it out, The Intentional Christian. Christianwomen.com. It's beautiful, gorgeous. God provided the means for me to redo this website, and it's just fantastic, and it's easier to use. So go ahead and go in and schedule a call, because I'd like to meet you, first of all. I love to meet my listeners. We can just have a conversation, but also, you know, I can help you take that one step forward. Is it to help you focus more? Is it to help you have intentional time? You're not sure. You need accountability. You need somebody there. You need a sister to cheer you on. Like, I am here, you know, and it's a free 30-minute call that I'm doing with a win. We're literally a win that you get right now, okay? I want to help you in that way. This is my ministry. God has called me to, and I'm so grateful that you entrust me every week and you're listening to me. And if you haven't followed me yet, go ahead and press the little follow button there on any of your favorite podcasting stations on Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening. And if you haven't done so yet, go ahead and leave me a review, sister. You know, your reviews encourage my heart, but they also bring the show to be found quicker by other sisters who want and need encouragement. All right, my sister. All right, so that's it for now. I love you so much, and know that I am praying for you, and I will see you in the next one. Hey, sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.